Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Sam Byrne, 2020 iTalk. I'm back on the air. It's been several weeks. I've been traveling and been having some really great interactions with people. I led my dolphin swim retreat back in mid-October, and we just had a phenomenal time. I really invite you to come on that. It's such a wonderful experience, very healing for everybody. We had a wonderful couple of days in the water with our dolphin friends. They were so generous in their time. Then after that, I came back to Santa Fe, and I co-taught a workshop with Liz Cook, the I and SOAS connection, and that was an amazing workshop. We did it at Ojo Caliente in northern New Mexico, and I got so many things from the workshop in terms of teaching it, but I would say the main thing that I got was that the SOAS, like the I, is a portal into our systemic and our energetic health. It also reflects our state of consciousness. And the psoas is not a muscle. It is a tissue that is very connected to our midline, the middle of our body. So anyways, Liz and I are going to do it again next year in November. Stay tuned for the dates. So just a couple of announcements before we get into the show today. I'm going to be leading a retreat next week here in Santa Fe, December 7th to the 11th. We have a couple of spots left. The title of the workshop is called The Byrne Method, Discovering the Hidden Messages Behind Your Eyes. So it's a five-day event. We're going to have it here at my geodesic dome in Tasuke. So if you are interested, we'll give you the contact information on how to register at the end of my announcements. I also wanted to alert you to some things that are going on in the early part of next year, January 6th. Mark that date down if you're living in Southern California. I'm doing a 3-hour masterclass on the eyes and movement at a gentleman's studio named Bob Cooley. I don't know if you folks know Bob Cooley, but he is an amazing somatic educator, and he wrote a book called The Genius of Flexibility. He's an amazing man, and I met him recently, and we had a conversation on the phone. And I'm going to be out in Southern California around that time. So he invited me to come to his studio and give a class. So those of you that are living in the Santa Barbara area or Los Angeles area, the class will be January 6th, 9:30 to 12:30. And in my iMaster class, what we do is I invite six people during the 3-hour period to come up, and I work with you one-on-one and give you some protocols and suggestions about anything that's going on with your eyes or vision wellness. And then the other people in the audience, in the group, will also participate, as we'll probably end up doing some kind of a group movement process that supports better eyes and wellness. We'll just have to see what the group shows, but that's basically the Eye Master Class. I've been doing it many years. I started doing it at the Esalen Institute, and it's a great way for people to interact with me and learn from each other. The next workshop that I'm going to be doing is I'll be spending a month at the Esalen Institute in March, starting March 10th. I'm the instructor for the work-study program, and the program is called Seeing Eye to Eye. So the work-study program at Esalen has been going on a long time. It's basically a 28-day immersion where a person comes and they work at Esalen, and then they take some kind of a transformation or healing course to support the changes that they're going through. So in the heart of the work-study experience, they work during the day and then they have evening sessions. And my month is March, so they'll be working with me. And each work scholar will get all kinds of healing practices and protocols, not only to help the eyes, but also I've been working a lot with peak performance and free mind flow and being able to connect to your vital energy and creativity. It's interesting in these processes that I've been working with, the reflection has been that people love working with the eyes, but then what it means in terms of their perceptual belief systems and attitudes, and due to cultural and religious and healthcare and familial patterning, we're not even aware of the perceptual shutdown that we live in. So anyways, if you're interested in the work-study program at Esalen, go to their website, www.esalen.org, or you can give them a call and register for that. We'd love to have you. In April, I'm going to be doing my aromatherapy certification course here in Santa Fe, and the dates are Saturday, April 23rd and Sunday, April 24th. Again, it'll be here at the Geodesic Dome in Tusuki. And in this retreat curriculum, we're going to be learning practical ways to support your health, to discover the truths versus the myths about what is medicinal aromatherapy. We're also going to work with different rituals and ceremonies. We may work with color therapy. We may do continuum movement, all in the context of learning how to use these wonderful, beautiful plant and tree essences, which are been made available to me. And I'm very honored to be able to teach and share the magic of medicinal aromatherapy. One last announcement. I'll be in New York City May 13th. Actually, I'll be going there May 7th, and I'll be doing some book signings and classes during the week of May 8th. But May 13th to the 15th, I'll actually be doing a three-day workshop in Manhattan at one of my colleagues' studio, Mary Abrams, who is a continuum teacher. And the workshop is going to be on eyes all around, working with perception, movement, and awareness. And we're going to be using medicinal aromatherapy and some of the vision therapy, perceptual therapy things that I do. So if you're in the Northeast and you want to come to that workshop or any of these workshops, you can contact Christy at 505-469-4949. That's 505-469-4949. Or you can email her at visionwellness2@gmail.com. visionwellness2@gmail.com. So my show today is a subject that I have been working with for over 30 years. It's a pretty common malady that folks over age 60 tend to get in their, in their diagnosis. So the topic today is going to be on macular degeneration. And this is a serious issue because more and more folks are developing macular degeneration. This morning I was looking up some of the statistics, and I found that macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness of people over the age of 60. Over 11 million people suffer macular degeneration, and that number will double by 2050. Estimates of the global cost of visual impairment due to the age-related macular degeneration is $343 billion, including $255 billion in direct healthcare costs. So there's no question that, you know, in any of these eye diseases, cataracts, glaucoma, retinal diseases, dry eye, corneal problems, the current allopathic approaches can help, but people are looking for more alternative complementary therapies. The allopathic approach, though it has some benefits, really, in my mind, doesn't support our biosystem, our biology. And I would say that the effects of stress, toxicities, electronics, traumas, are really creating an environment not only in our bodies, but in our eyes, a starvation of the tissues. And this lack of oxygenation and hydration, in my opinion, are key reasons why our eyes are letting us down. You know, I've studied the effects of oxygenation and hydration on the body, and I found that there are definitely some long-term effects of chronic low-grade oxygenation and hydration. Fatigue, digestive challenges, lowered colon function, poor detoxification, which leads to more higher acidic pH and inflammatory responses, elevated blood pressure, poor respiratory function, lower oxygenation and hydration in the body can also cause overeating and weight gain, and this actually can induce more fatigue. We'll see people with poor skin health, high cholesterol, kidney and urinary tract disease, faster aging. These are all components that I've seen in terms of lowered oxygenation and hydration in the body. Some other things that we'll see is deteriorating eyesight and vision, which is what we're going to talk about today. And if we can increase the oxygenation in the body, immediately the mitochondria, which live in the cell, produce ATP, which increases blood flow, oxygen delivery, and ultimately removes metabolic waste from the tissue. And so I'm going to go into some very simple protocols today that can help us reverse any diagnosis we've gotten in macular degeneration versus the wet versus the dry. Doesn't matter, although they do show up differently, so I'll talk about both of those. But I want you to think about a couple of things before I jump in. First of all, I want to say that the eyes originate from brain tissue. So prenatally, when we see the fetus growing very early on after conception, and we see the invagination that happens in the brain, this invaginating movement creates the eyes, it creates the ears. So whenever we work with the eyes, we're working with an extension of the brain. In fact, sometimes I like to say that the eyes are our frontal brain, which is very interesting to think of it that way. Another fact about the eyes that I've discovered over my years of working with people is that the eyes are an interrelated and interconnected part of our body function. So it could be our cranial rhythm in terms of the brain, cerebrospinal fluid connection, the lymph connection, and of course the acupuncture meridians. If we look at the main organ that goes to the eyes in terms of the meridians, we would talk about the liver. And in Chinese medicine, when a person is suffering macular degeneration, a lot of times there is a liver qi stagnation going on in the macula. And I'll talk about that a little more in a few minutes. Another fast fact is that the eyes make up 2% of the body weight and use 25% of the food intake. So 2% of our body weight and 25% of the food intake. The eyes and the brain need a lot of nourishment in order to stay healthy. And we can also eat the best organic food out there, but if we don't have the proper enzymes, probiotics, or gut health to be able to contain and use those probiotics and enzymes, then this is also going to start to cause toxins to build up in the eyes and part of the cause of what macular degeneration is. Another statistic that I like to bring out is that the eyes carry 60 to 80% of our body tension. Wow, that's a lot of tension. And so we try to do everything through our eyes and through our eyeballs. And a lot of times, over time, our eyes begin to get stressed out. And we become very focal in our seeing. So if we take a look at a moment and we talk about the anatomy of the macula fovea area. So the macula makes up about 1% of the retina. Now the retina is made up of a sea of microcapillaries. These are the tiny blood vessels. And the retina has one of the highest metabolic needs of the body. The macula, which is in the center part where the cones exist, this is a concentrated part of the part of the eye where we see detail, where we have color vision. The fovea has the highest metabolic need of the retina. Now, what's interesting about the macula is that it relies on indirect blood flow, blood supply. So there are no direct blood vessels that actually run to the macula. That's important to know that. So if your circulation in the retina is sluggish, then probably the macula is not going to get the nutrient absorption and nutrients exchange that it needs. And we call this kind of area avascular. Avascular means that we have to rely on our blood supply to nourish an area of the retina, but we have to rely on that nourishment indirectly. Another tissue in the eye that is avascular is the lens of the eye, and I'm going to do another show in a few weeks on cataracts, because that's another big problem that people seem to be suffering. So the macula requires a very high metabolic need, and if it doesn't get that, over time, what begins to happen is toxicities can begin to accumulate. Now, there's a pigment that sometimes will begin to grow on the retina, and these pigments are called drusen. Now, for many people, what happens is that as we start to lose our circulation, the macula, the cone area, begins to dry out. This is called dry macular degeneration. And some of the symptoms that you will see are the lines look distorted or wavy, shapes look blurry, fuzzy, especially in the central vision, colors appear more dim, more distinct. Words are harder to read because they are blurred. And in severe cases, there can actually be blank or dark areas hiding in the center of the vision. So the vision looks foggy or cloudy. One of the ways that I'll have people test their macula is to take a look at a vertical line. It could be a door jamb, it could be a telephone pole, anything vertical and covering one eye. If you see any curviness in that vertical object, then that's probably some distortion in the macula. The wet kind of macular degeneration is a little different because what's happening there is that there are some capillaries that are being formed behind the macula, and I have found a correlation between the development of wet macular degeneration and either pre-diabetic or diabetic conditions. So if you're starting to get that wet macular degeneration, I would definitely check in with your general doctor and have some blood tests run to see what your insulin level is and things like that. So in the wet macular degeneration, there's like a puddle that forms behind the macula, and you get similar symptoms. But the difference in treatment is that with the wet macular degeneration, One of the main go-to treatments is putting injections into the macula using a drug. There's several drugs that are being used, but the main one right now is Lucentis. And these particular pharmaceutical agents, in theory, are supposed to slow down the progression of the fluid buildup in the macula. Again, whenever you use pharmaceutical agents, you have to remember there are going to be some significant side effects because they're synthetically made. Now, again, I don't see a lot of people who are getting the injections through wet macular degeneration. I think some of them are probably being helped. But I have lots of different approaches that I use in lieu of going down the pharmaceutical AMA allopathic approach, because I feel that, especially multiple uses of pharmaceuticals actually can create enough side effects that actually reduces your health and wellness and can create scar tissue and a deterioration in your eyesight and vision. So as I said at the top of the show, you know, allopathic eye care has some things to offer, and it's worth it for you to take a look at it. But I also think that today what I'm offering is a kind of a much broader view of some other things that you could try, which won't hurt you. They're very non-invasive, but in the best sense, they could actually help you reconnect your eyes and your body, specifically the macula, for better health. So I'm going to go over some protocols here that you can use to begin to help you reverse macular degeneration, or at least keep it at bay. The one thing that I would say as a startup is that you don't have to live out your doctor's diagnosis. So when you get the diagnosis, it's really important to know that you have the data, you have the information, but the eyes are an interrelated, interconnected part of our body. And what's ever going on in the eyes, there's probably some echo that's going on in the body. And that if you use kind of a wellness approach, and a wellness approach in my mind means that we're not going to treat the disease, but we're going to put your body, your eyes, and your systemic energetic health in a better position so that when you start getting better energy flow, circulation, oxygenation, hydration, detoxification, that any disease process that's going on is going to fade. It's going to fade, and the hope is that as you continue to strengthen your energy flow and vitality, that whatever pattern was going on there in terms of the macular degeneration, that begins to recede. And I can say, simply, I've helped thousands of patients over the years support their move into reducing the effects of macular degeneration on their eyes. I remember a case very early in my career, and I was in practice in Philadelphia. I've told this story many times. And I had just started in practice with my partner, Dr. Ellis Edelman, who is a behavioral optometrist. And this lady came into the office on a Monday morning, and it was actually the daughter had brought her mom. And she was diagnosed with macular degeneration by an ophthalmologist at Wills Eye Hospital. And she was really distraught because she was afraid she was going to lose her driver's license and her independence and so on. It just so happened the weekend before I attended a class on color therapy for the eyes. And in that protocol, one of the things that the instructor had taught us was, if we look at the blue-green color for 20 minutes every day, and we did that for about 3 weeks, that we could slow down the progression of certain types of macular degeneration. So since I didn't really know anything, I had just taken the course, I proposed this to the daughter and her mom, that this was what we were going to do. And they were very open because, you know, they had not received any other, you know, information about what to do except watch it. You know, let's just watch the macular degeneration. So I'm much more proactive than that. So I said, okay, let's start in. So every day the daughter would bring the mom for her color treatment. And after about the eighth treatment, I went out into the waiting room to get them. And this elderly lady was sitting there. And I said, where's your daughter? And she said, well, you know, Dr. Byrne, I'm seeing well enough that I could actually drive to the office today. I was like, wow, that is super cool. Well, let's take you back to my eye exam room. And sure enough, she had improved. Her initial visual acuity was 20 over 800, and now it was 20 over 70. So she was seeing a much smaller letter on the eye chart at 20 feet, and this was after 7 sessions. This was session 8. So I said, we got to continue with this. So we continued for the 3 weeks, and I was able to help her get down to 20/40 acuity, and she was able to retain her driver's license. So it was a really exciting opening for me to observe the responsiveness of the potential of what our eyes could do if we gave the proper agent, the proper technique or protocol, and the person was ready to handle it. So I'm going to go through about 4 different protocols, maybe 5 different protocols, that you can do to help you start to maybe use complementary or alternative therapies. So number one, before you start in on this process, my suggestion would be to go on the internet and download a visual acuity, we call it a Snellen acuity chart, and you can print that out, put it up on the wall, and begin to measure your eyesight either on a daily basis or a weekly basis. Because, you know, when you measure your own eyesight and you start to see improvement, you're going to go, wow, okay, this is really working, and it's going to engage you more. And plus, instead of having to go back to the doctor, you can do these measurements and then you can check in with your doctor, you know, when you feel like you've made really good progress. So the first is the visual acuity chart, which I'd like you to download. The second is the Amsler grid, and this is a grid that's generally used to monitor macular degeneration. It's basically a grid with little squares, and you cover each eye and you hold the chart at about 14 inches. You can either do this with your reading glasses or not, doesn't matter. And you're looking for any lines that are blurred and curved. And so if you start seeing some curved lines, you can identify where in your macula based on where you're seeing the blurred lines on the Amsler grid. So those would be 2 good tests for you to do, standardized eye tests, and you can chart your results and your progress. So I would really recommend that. Okay, so number one, you know, one of the things that I believe is that a lot of the vitamin formulas out there really don't have enough dosage in, you know, what the eye, what the eye formulas propose. So, you know, you can get some of these eye vitamins that are advertised, but they really don't do much because there isn't enough in them to really make a difference. And there is a product that I've been using for a while that is called Eye Protector, EYE Protector. And I think this is a good one for people diagnosed with macular degeneration. It's got 3 different types of substances in it, all natural. Carotenoids, which are really important for the macula, and that's a well-known fact. You know, the lutein, the zeaxanthin, you know, the green leafy vegetables tend to have a lot of lutein and zeaxanthin in it. So does goji berries. You know, there's a lot of really good things that you can use in terms of replenishing the macula. But in this vitamin formula, it's got enough of the carotenoids and got a wide spectrum of carotenoids that I would check that as something that you would need in terms of your overall eye health. The second thing that it has is flavonoids. And, you know, I'm going to be talking in a few minutes about different fruits and vegetables that actually help improve our eye circulation. Things like blueberries and bilberry and, you know, things like that, goji berries, which I mentioned before. In any case, the flavonoid component of the eye protector is also wonderful, and there's enough of a dosage in each of those to make it worth your while. And then the third component of the eye protector is the enzymes, so that there's some really gentle enzymes that will help you assimilate and absorb all the nutrients that you're taking. So basically, the eye protector is a vitamin that you could get. And again, you can get any of this through us, and I'll give you my website, www.drsamburn.com. It has a lot of resources on it. You can also call us at 505-469-4949 or give us an email communication at visionwellness2@gmail.com. And we just changed our email address so that we could take more emails. We've been having trouble with our emails, so we've had to move to our Gmail account as a way to service people. So eye protector, number one, I think that's a good one for you. Number two is adding my medicinal essential oils protocol. And this is one that I've been using, a really long time. And I find that the medicinal essential oils are just really great for the starvation that's going on in the tissues. Because there's no question in macular degeneration, as with other eye diseases, we need a great deal of oxygenation as well as glutathione, vitamin C, beta carotene, B complex, and other vitamins and minerals. And many people with vision problems suffer from toxicities. This is why sometimes we'll do biochemical tests like hair analysis or urine analysis or live blood tests, because those heavy metal toxicities, especially because of the connection of the liver to the eyes, can really begin to reduce our eyesight and make it more difficult for us to see, you know, how we're meant to see. So in terms of the protocol for the medicinal essential oils, I recommend applying and layering one drop of each of the essences I will talk about in each of three places around the eye. So you're doing this around the eyes, not internally. You're not putting it in the eyes, but around the eyes. So basically, the first place you put a medicinal essence is at the cheekbone, directly above the eyes, at the hairline, and then at the temples. So you would apply one drop of these four essences twice a day. So again, below the eyes at the cheekbone, directly above the eyes at the hairline, and at the temples. Those are the three places you would be applying these medicinal essential oils. Again, you're going to apply them twice a day. I would take time to feel the effects of each essence before you apply the next essence. I like to say feel and see, feel and sense, and be aware of how your eyes and vision are different before and after you're applying. Many people will report after applying to the eyes, they feel more energized, they feel more relaxed, they're seeing brighter, they're seeing details better. So they are very potent because of their oxygenation characteristics. If you do get an essence in your eyes, you can dab a little coconut oil near the edge of the eye to neutralize the burning, so never in the eye. And you don't want to use water or saline in the eye if you've got a medicinal essence in the eye, because that will cause the eyes to burn more. So what you do here is you apply one drop of each in this order: sweet fennel, followed by saffron, followed by carrot seed, followed by frankincense. Now the sweet fennel has a very spicy sweet scent reminds me of black licorice. Sweet fennel is great as a detoxifier, blood purifier, diuretic. It's very good at reducing inflammation, headaches, dizziness, and it's also very supportive for the digestive system. So even though you're applying it around the eye and through the skin, it is going to penetrate and begin to transport itself all over around the bloodstream. So sweet fennel is number one. The second medicinal essence you're going to put right on top of the sweet fennel is saffron. And saffron is very helpful in supporting eye health, because what it does is it helps rebalance the body fluids on a cellular level, and it stimulates the qi in the entire body. Saffron also contains antioxidants, minerals, and vitamins. Really good. The third essence that you're going to put on top of the sweet fennel and the saffron is carrot seed. Carrot seed is one of those medicinal essences that is really good at improving the eye health. It's very good for preventing macular degeneration, detoxifying the blood vessels, toning the liver, relieving stress and anxiety, and also providing different vitamins and minerals. Then the last essence that you're going to be using on top of the first three will be frankincense. And frankincense, she's been around since antiquity. She's a sacred plant and can be helpful in showing us our visual blind spots. Frankincense is my main go-to around the eyes. So just to repeat, sweet fennel followed by saffron, followed by carrot seed, followed by frankincense. You're going to apply one drop twice a day of all four of these below the eyes at the cheekbone, directly above the eyes at your hairline, and at the temples. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call, 505-469-4949, and we'll be happy to help you. So far, I've recommended the eye protector formula, the essential oils protocol. The third thing I'm going to recommend is, if you're open to this, to start doing some food healing with some smoothie formulas. I find that these particular formulas that I'm proposing, by the way, they are in my new book, so this is a little commercial here. It's called Taking It In, How Better Digestion Can Offer a New Path for the Eyes and Wellness. And this book came out a few months ago, and it's about nutrition for the eyes and the body. It also talks about some of my own experiences in healing my eyes. And in the appendix, there is a wonderful section on smoothie menus, formulas. So I want to talk a little bit about the smoothie recipes, because like all of these things, the eye protector, the essential oils, the smoothies, what they do is they're actually bringing more blood supply to these areas that maybe have been reduced. So it's going to create more energy. It'll help regulate the autonomic nervous system. It may support sleep and healthy detoxification. So when our oxygenation is enhanced, immediately we can see changes in memory, immune system, reducing inflammation, improving sleep, increasing digestion, improving the health of the internal lining of the arteries, especially the eyes. So one smoothie formula I recommend for macular degeneration is using 2 cups of structured water, and I'm going to talk about structured water in a moment, 1 handful of spinach, 1 ear fresh corn from the cob, 4 ounces of blueberries, 2 ounces of organic goji berries, 1 orange bell pepper, 1/2 small red beet, 1 Fuji apple with the skin and seeds, 1 inch slice of ginger root, 1/2 lime with pith and seeds, and 1/2 avocado with seed. So mixing all those up, and you need a kind of a blender that's going to give you at least 3 different gears, 3 different speeds. Probably the Vitamix is the most accessible, but just a regular blender isn't going to grind up enough to create the kind of effects that we want these smoothie formulas to give us. So in terms of another kind of smoothie that you could do, another formula, would be to do, again, the 2 cups of structured water, 2 ears of fresh corn of the cob. Corn is very good for the eyes. 1 carrot, 2 ounces of organic goji berries, 1 orange bell pepper, 1/2 a lemon with pith and seeds, and 1 node of fresh cilantro. Very good for mercury detoxification. So you could do maybe 2 or 3 of these a week. Again, my book has a couple of different formulas in it. 1 for heavy metal toxicity, 1 for brain and memory, a few for eye disease. And I think that the delivery system of this level of enzymatic and phytochemical possibilities, now we define phytochemicals as the part of the plant or the seed where much of the antioxidants is housed, are housed, but we throw it out usually, like the stalk of the broccoli stem, or the apple seeds, or the pith from the lemon or the lime or the orange. These particular aspects of the plant, the vegetable, the fruit, have something called phytochemicals. And I want you to learn about phytochemicals, because if you start upping your antioxidants, not only will your eyes get better, but also your health and wellness will get better. So I would add that in terms of the smoothie formula. And then last but not least, I'm going to suggest some vision exercises that you can do. One of them, which is really good, is called eye palming, where you're rubbing your hands together, cupping them over your eyes, the palms over your eyes, eyes closed, and maybe do about 2 to 3 minutes of just regular breathing. That is a very natural, organic way to bring more oxygen to the eyes, even if you're traveling. It's really, really a great relaxation. So in terms of the wet versus the dry macular degeneration, it's very interesting because, you know, they're similar in some ways, but one, you're dealing with a dry situation, with another, you're dealing with a part of the eye, the retina, which is too wet. And there's an instrument that I use which stimulates the microcapillary circulation of the body. In this particular instrument, actually, we can target the eye tissue and specifically the macula, if that's what you're working on, as well as give you that same circulation potential capability in the body. So the microcapillaries make up about 74% of the blood vessels in the body. And the function of those microcapillaries is to help our bodies absorb what we're eating, helping us oxygenate and hydrate, which is pushing more of the metabolic waste away from those very sensitive, vulnerable issues like our eyeballs. And so this particular instrument that I'm using that pulses a very tiny electrical charge throughout the whole body begins to, over time, oxygenate and hydrate. And in doing that, it's going to create more detoxification, but overall, you're going to get your health back. So if you are interested in that instrument or any of the protocols or techniques that I have suggested today, I would recommend you either give us a call, 505-469-4949, or send us an email at visionwellness2@gmail.com, and we'll be able to help and guide you into some of the specifics of the protocols. And in doing that, that's going to begin to help you improve your vision. So I'm going to talk about one more subject today, and I mentioned it a few minutes ago when I was talking about smoothies, and that has to do with something called structured water. And I began working with structured water in 2009 when I bought my GDV energy camera. This is a specialized camera that actually pulses a charge through our fingertips and creates a discharge of energy which measures our energy fields, chakras and meridians. Well, part of the interest in the GDV camera community is the effects on water on the body. And the founder and the inventor of the GDV camera, Konstantin Korotkov, began investigating the effects of water on health even before developing the GDV camera. And basically what the GDV camera does is it measures how much integrity, how much energy a water molecule carries. And the stronger the energy of the water, the more capable that water is absorbing into the cellular membranes and actually creating more hydration more efficiently. I know this because I was participating in a health fair, and this was again back in 2010, and at the health fair this lady came up to me, and I was doing some energy field measuring at the time. She said, "Oh, I've been suffering chronic dehydration." And so I took a measurement with her energy field, and it was pretty depleted. There was very little energy field around her body. And my colleague next booth over had some structured water. And the way you structure water, or one way you do it, is you spiral the water. So whenever water is spiraled through a filter, that actually energizes the water, creates more photonic energy, more vibration, more frequency. So he put the water through his structured water filter, had her drink it. I remeasured her energy fields, and within 5 minutes, boom, the fields were back to normal, very bright. And so what that showed me is that when we drink structured water, that the hydration capability is amplified because the water is already much more alive and energetic. So water that kind of travels along a straight line, or water that travels and moves through, say, a very chaotic cityscape like the subway or bus line or a lot of traffic, that water will absorb all the information around the environment, and then we drink that water. So how would it be if we could create a water molecule that was informed in such a way that it didn't have all that chaotic energy? And that if we spiral the water, then a lot of those energetics that maybe decrease the vitality of the water tend to release, and then we return to the molecule of water, which creates the structure that allows us to absorb it on a molecular level and a energetic level. So I've gone through many different lifetimes, I feel like, in the last 7 years, 6 years, on structured water. And I've just met a gentleman, his name is Jim Dooley, and he has a company called Crystal Blue Enterprises. And I am now distributing for him in terms of his structured water units. And so if you're interested in learning more about structured water, I would go to his website. He's got a ton of information on explaining what structured water is, how does it work, how does it affect the body, and he's got a lot of videos. You could even call him up and talk with him. And he'll probably refer you back to me in terms of if you want to purchase some of the structured water units, you would have to do that through me because of the educational process that we'll be going through when you start using structured water. Structured water can be very detoxifying. Structured water can help balance your endocrine system, your nervous system. So it's a really big difference between structured water, or sometimes I'll call it more organized water, as opposed to unstructured water. So I've begun adding structured water to my smoothies, and I think it definitely makes a difference. And so I recommend that you take a look at that in terms of, you know, the water that you're drinking and what you're doing and so on and so forth, because anything you can do to increase the hydration, oxygenation in your body, including the eyes, you're going to go a long way at reversing some of these diagnoses that you may be getting. So we are winding down towards the end of the show. If you have questions, you can always email us at visionwellness2@gmail.com. I'm happy to take a look at those. This is a pre-recorded show today, so we're not going to be taking phone calls. But I hope to have a live show in a few weeks, and that would be great to have some interaction. So I think that's it for our show today. It's been wonderful back on the air, being back on the air, and I will look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great day.